Good morning, everybody. It's the 29th of June, 2015. The dog is in the kennel. It's kind of wet this morning. Hey, when's the rain going to stop? I think it's going to stop soon. We might get some sun the next few days, and boy, we sure need it to dry up the golf course and a lot of other areas that people trying to put graduation parties on, etc. Stu Peenstra is my good friend. The chief of police of the town of Seneca Falls is my special guest this morning, talking about his office and his department and a whole lot more. So good morning, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. I know it's been a sloshy one starting on Saturday, and I was telling Stu before I went on the air, the weather forecasters always pick on about being inaccurate. I take it all back. They said about 10:30, 11 o'clock on Saturday, the rain would begin. And guess what? They were right. And they also said it wasn't going to stop. They were also right about that. So, hey, it's a sloshy, miserable Monday if you're a golfer like myself who attempts to play the game. And but, hey, we can't control the weather, so suck it up. We hope to get some sun out and have some good times and let the good times roll. Stu Peenstra, my special guest this morning. Stu, thanks again for coming back and joining us.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And Stu, let's talk a little bit about, you just mentioned, I mentioned some time ago, you were talking about a, I believe it's called a something tied in with the school district, a resource officer to go up to the school and check all that. I think that was approved, right, as far as one of your members working with the school district?
That's right. It was approved, and we have chose the officer that's going to be in charge of that. It's going to be Chris Denny.
Okay.
He's been an officer with us for quite some time, graduate of Minders, has a four-year degree, and he's going to do a great job. I'm very excited about that. It's been one of my goals since taking over as chief, is wanting to get a police officer up at the school, connecting the police department with the community and its members, and this is, I'm very excited about it. It's going to be a big help for all.
And certainly, so the role of that officer during the day would be just to connect and make sure that everyone feels sort of safe, and any issues that come aboard from the students could be brought up to the officer?
Yeah, it's safety, obviously.
Okay.
It's intervention. Prevention,
sure.
For the kids, have the kids somebody that they can go and talk to. The officer is going to guide the kids in making better decisions, correct decisions, keeping them out of trouble, and really just getting a personal connection with that officer beyond the uniform that I like to see. I like for the community to get to know our officers, mm-hmm. and get to know them other than just a police officer as a person. And this is really going to connect our department with the community. And Chris is going to be a vital asset to make that happen.
Stu Peenstra is my special guest this morning. And, of course, the big topic in regards to law enforcement, unless you just got back from Ukraine or Moscow, you may have not heard. Two convicted murderers were on the run out of the Clinton Correctional Facility. Stu, you told me you were familiar with that area. I think the resources the governor put together with all the agencies. And, you know, going through those forests and you saw 1,000, 1,200, 800 different officers from different walks of life in different agencies, I sat there and thought, you know, wow, they're ever going to catch these dudes. And we can finally say that they did catch them. One was killed as he approached the Canadian border near Malone. And then the second one, Sweat, got shot trying to run away from an officer a day or so ago. Amazing to me anyways, the outpouring of resources, because I think Governor Cuomo made it a number one priority to get them, one way or another, get them.
You have to.
Yep.
I mean, these are two very bad guys, mm-hmm. and they should not be in our community. And I can't imagine trying to organize
amazing
all those different entities coming together, but they did, and whoever organized that in the command post did a fantastic job, and hats off to them for catching these two guys and getting them out of our community before they were able to get away, because these are two people that need to be locked up.
What's mind-boggling to me, Stu, and of course, you know, having gone through Auburn Correctional Facility years and years ago, getting a tour, and I was amazed at the closeness that the guards watch the inmates, because that's a maximum security prison, as you all know.
Mm-hmm.
And people kid me about people who live in Auburn, New York. They don't even know it's there. It's been there so long. It's
yeah.
pretty scary.
Yeah.
And there's some bad dudes inside of that facility. It's mind-boggling to me, a couple of issues that just drove my mentality crazy. First off, I believe that Sweat and Matt were in a honor block, and that was for being good prisoners and they were able to be in this special unit. And also, I understand, they were allowed to wear civilian clothes, which I understand the policy has been changed effective immediately. That kind of blows me away that, A, you would be giving two convicted murderers honor code status for being good prisoners. That drives me nuts. And B, the fact that the prison authorities, the warden or whatever, would allow them to put on civilian clothes because, you know, having never worn an orange jumpsuit or any other kind of prison suit, it would seem to me, Stu, to be common sense why you would do that in case of just what happened. And it just blows my mind.
Yeah, I don't get that part either.
I don't either. I understand.
I've been through Dannemora. I don't remember that portion of that.
Yeah.
I've been recently through Auburn. They have an honor system like that where they earn certain things, but they're all dressed the same over in Auburn.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have the ability to work in specific areas if they're good, depending on what they've done.
Right.
I don't think they really they classify everybody together there. So, I was shocked to hear that they were able to wear civilian clothes as well. But you know, they do their thing there. I don't know.
And I heard shortly thereafter that the next day the policy was being changed.
Yeah, I would think so.
What amazes me is, according to the reports out of CNN and everywhere else, that when this story broke, the two escaped through a manhole. And according to reports, a neighbor, they had run in the back of their yard, and the neighbor saw these two individuals at once, immediately after them getting through the manhole up. And Matt or Sweat said, "Oh, I'm sorry, we're in the wrong direction. Sorry." And they turned around and went the other way. And my thought process, even though I have a minder's mentality back in the 60s, of thinking if you had an orange jumpsuit on, you and me and Jimmy would be calling up 911.
Yeah.
You would think.
Well, they worked in the tailor shop, so who knows what they had with them. And, you know, they are able to put together the dummies for inside their beds with human hair and... It's the prisons are amazing places. They really are. They're very intriguing to me for a long time, and going in and seeing how they work internally is amazing. So they do certain things to keep control.
Right.
Obviously, that situation wasn't a problem until it became a problem, and now they change it. So,
well, I saw Cuomo yesterday in his conference that they're investigating the prison system, that particular prison, and I guess all of them in New York State, to make sure that things are maybe updated or changed, you know.
It's amazing to me that these two individuals got out of a place like that. Like I said, I've been in Dannemora, I've been in Auburn, and how you could get out of those places is beyond me. They definitely had help, for sure.
Oh, man. I think the classic line was the work that Matt and Sweat went through, folks, talking to Stu Pinsker, chief of police of the town of Seneca Falls, about the story that has captured literally the nation, especially New York State. To drill and to go into those lanes and those pipe fitting areas and to drill. And I know they got help from the lady, Mitchell, and now they arrested a correction officer. It's a movie to be made, obviously. It's going to be made, no doubt. I understand they're even casting as we speak. This definitely will be a movie down the road. It's just mind-boggling that somebody in the command area would have figured this out, but maybe not. I mean, it was well thought out.
It is truly amazing. Once in a lifetime thing. And you know, these things that they cut through, these pipes, they're thick.
Yeah.
So that's not like your average... Home Depot saw that you're cutting into, you know, these are, you know, from what I'm being told, three quarter inch thick pipes that they cut through. So to me, you know, I don't know the whole story either, but they got some help.
Well, I think one of the classic lines was the governor when he was in the prison after the break took place, Stu and Jimmy, when he went up to a couple of prisoners that were in cells nearby and approached the cell and looked in at prisoner A, prisoner B, and said, "You guys must be heavy sleepers." You know,
right. Yeah.
Meaning, hey, you know.
Yeah, they didn't hear a thing. Right?
No, it's unbelievable. Well, hey, New York State's better off for it. You know, one is dead, one is in serious condition in the Albany, one of the Albany hospitals as we speak, and hopefully he'll recover. And hopefully, as Stu pointed out, and I'm hoping, and Jimmy, you do too, that he will speak a little bit about the incident, what happened. Maybe he won't say a word. He's going to be in prison the rest of his life till he dies. I guess the point is, if he does come out of this critical condition, maybe he'll share some information with the authorities.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great if he did, because we, you know, I think everybody would love to hear the whole story of how this played out.
And one question I have is, let's say that one of these convicts was spotted in Waterloo or Romulus. Immediately, we're mobilizing Seneca Falls PD, Waterloo PD, the sheriff. You know, how exactly does that work? Do you get commands from the highest level of the state at that point to have all hands on deck? Or
Yeah. Everybody would have to come together. We would have to have resources coming in federally and such. And you know, the funny thing is when they were looking for these two people, we did get reports of sightings that we followed up with.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I'm sure.
You know, as they did everywhere.
Right.
You know, but we did get reports and calls for possible sightings here in Seneca Falls.
Pretty amazing.
So, yeah.
Wow. I you know, we're all New York citizens, and boy, I'll tell you what, we're all resting a little bit easier this morning.
Yeah. I mean, the last thing I wanted to have happen is later on find out that the two inmates, you know, walked through Seneca
right
Falls
in our
at
backyard,
some point in time,
yeah.
You know, underneath our noses. So yeah. I certainly didn't want that to occur here. So.
Another question I had was, let's say that they are able to cross the border to Canada, Vermont, or Pennsylvania. At that point, does it become just so difficult to continue to track them? Because is there a would, like, for instance, the New York State Police still be able to continue the manhunt into another state, or do they have to completely turn that over to, like, the...
Good question.
No, they are able to continue in their search. It's not like... You know, I joke when if any of you remember watching the Dukes of Hazzard,
sure.
when they get to the county line,
yeah, right. they turn around.
They had to stop, and the Duke boys kept on going.
That's right.
It doesn't quite work that way, but
that's a good point. I remember that. Yeah,
I loved that show when I was a kid.
I'll tell you, folks, you got to admire Cuomo and admire the law enforcement, and it's ironic that Stu's in this morning. His colleagues and men and women in all walks of life and all the different agencies, Coast Guard, they had everybody involved in this thing. It was amazing. And
well, there's a legitimate danger going on there because these guys are desperate. They've shown that they will kill somebody.
Yep.
And so when they're placed in a position where they're cornered, you know, the public was certainly at risk, but also the law enforcement was in big-time risk, especially once these guys acquired weapons.
Yeah,
I was really worried when they were breaking into all these small hunting camps that some, you know, individual is going to go back to their camp and walk in the door, and
exactly.
It would have been bad for them, for sure, so...
Well, Stu Pinser is my guest this morning on The Weber Show. We hope that you're joining us on a little sloshy Monday morning. By the way, I brought the paper in because I put it aside when I knew you were coming in as a guest on today. You're proud to give out some life-saving awards to four of your individuals, and you want to speak on that behalf? They obviously deserve kudos from all of us.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, we've had an amazing year this year with the AEDs that we now have in all of our patrol vehicles, plus the Narcan that we've used. We've had six life savings in this year alone.
Mm.
And it doesn't typically go that way. The AED is used when somebody's completely stopped breathing and their heart has stopped.
Mm.
So time is obviously very important. So if we can get there quickly, like we typically do, start CPR, get this AED hooked up, possibly deliver a shock and get that heart pumping again, it's just been amazing. I've been fortunate enough to be at the end where I've seen somebody that has been dead, and bringing them back alive is amazing. Narcan, you know, we have a heroin issue just like everybody else does in the nation, and to see somebody that's dead administer this Narcan and have them pop up and start talking to you in a couple minutes, it's amazing. So, you know, I'm very proud of my whole department and very proud of these officers for what they've done. I think Officer Reynolds is on his ninth life saving for our department in our history in 15, 16 years. He is a a big medical background, and he's the officer that you want on scene when there's a medical emergency for sure.
And of course, it's Sergeant Michael Poole, right?
That's right.
As well,
yep.
And officers, let's see, Sebastiano Gentile.
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 Yep. Yep.
And Bradley Clauston.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
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 So, you know, kudos to them and for their life-saving effort. And
it's
amazing.
It's we train in it a lot. We recertify within our department, and we make sure we're up on that. And Seneca Meadows about a year and a half ago. They donated some of the AEDs to us, mm-hmm. so then we could have them in every single patrol car where we didn't before. And some of our other AEDs were starting to reach their life. So now we have all new AEDs in the vehicles, and it's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Especially you guys are always first on the scene. You know, you're the first one there.
We are typically 99% of the time we're fortunate that we can get in to everyone in the community quick enough, yep. and if we can do that, why not?
Exactly. Oh, no, it's great. So. Stu Pinch is my special guest this morning here on the Weber Show. Hope you're having a good Monday. We'll take our commercial break, hear from our great sponsors to make this show possible. Come back and talk to them about other issues involving the police department. We'll be back after this break.
Cayuga Lake National Bank, Bill Ryan and his team for all of your banking needs. Offices in Union Springs and Aurora, a fine sponsor of this show for over 30 years. DA Liquor, Seneca Falls. Amy Padula and her great team will find that right spirit for you every time. Tell Amy the dog sent you. Cicino's, live, laugh, eat well. It's the Italian way. It's also the Cicino's way. Place your order today at cicinos.com. Locations, Main Street, Waterloo, and 401 Exchange Street in Geneva. Steve Wadhams, Wadhams Enterprises, your employer of choice. Proud supporter of this show and local athletics. Bob and Leslie Ullman, owners of the Ullman Theater. In Lions as well as the Newark Pilots. A minor league baseball team with a major league ballpark. SenecaFallsCountryClub.com. Awesome 18-hole layout offering a 12-month payment plan. Home of the toughest par four in central New York. Wilson Press, WPress.com. Seneca Falls, Rich Rickey, my good friend and his team, can handle all of your printing and mailing needs. Rich Rickey, Wilson Press, a fine sponsor of Weber This Week.
Hey, a couple of notes before we get back and talk to Stu to wrap up our show here. It's closing out on 10 minutes to good old 10 on a Monday. Just a reminder, if you're a Major League Baseball fan, you certainly got to be excited. If you're a St. Louis Cardinal fan, they are just playing phenomenal baseball. They wiped out the Cubs again last night. They do it every year. It seems like the Cardinals just do it. They get rid of some people. They bring in some new kids. Amazing franchise. Of course, that investigation about them hacking the Houston Astros, that still is about to be announced, I guess, somewhere down the road, whether it'll be penalties incurred. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward. I don't know about Stu, big football fan maybe. The Tom Brady issue, I have a gut feeling. I told some of my buddies the other night having a drink that I think they're going to cut the suspension from 4 to 2. We'll see what happens on that. Commissioner Goodell is supposed to make an announcement hopefully in the next week or so, whether or not he is going to lessen that penalty. I don't see him moving 4 to 0. I got a feeling he's going to cut it to 2. We'll see what happens on Tom Brady and the great deflate gate. It's pretty amazing. Red Sox, if you're a Red Sox fan, you got to be wondering what's going on with that franchise. They have been playing pretty woeful baseball. I see they did win yesterday. Tampa Bay just blows my mind. You know, you look at that stadium. I've been by that. I've been in it once when I was down visiting my dad, and he's up in heaven today. But I got to admit, I just can't get over the fact that I look at that team, and I've been following sports since I was 7 at 63 years. I can't recall, except Longoria, any other player on that team. They really just don't impress you watching them. But they win. It's amazing. They got good pitching, and they seem to win a lot of baseball games. And, Jimmy, they do it with mirrors. It's scary, the Tampa Bay franchise. And for the most part, they only draw 13, 15,000 people. That's not a lot of people for Major League Baseball. So a lot of people are talking about them moving that franchise. But give kudos to Tampa Bay. It's just mind-boggling. Yankees up and down. They look good. They look bad. They lose 2 out of 3 to Philadelphia. Worst team in baseball. Sandberg resigns as the manager. Best thing he could have done. It's not the manager's fault. They don't hit. They don't pitch. You're not going to win too many games. Yankees just seem to be, I don't know, you know, they look good one night, and they don't look too good. I'm still upset with Sabathia. They gave him that 10-year deal, $24 million a year. Folks, he's not worth $24. I don't think he could get Jimmy out. Maybe. It would take a while. My point is $24 million that guy's making. And, oh, by the way, he gets it for the next 3 years, too, after this year. He's pitching terribly, and he's at $24 million guaranteed money for the next 4 years. So, I don't know. Pretty scary. You know, you'll never – I shouldn't say never. I doubt the Yankees are going to sign anybody to 10-year contracts, Stu, because that ties you up for 10 years at a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, you would think they would have to earn it year after year.
Oh, it's amazing. But every time I see Sabathia throw a home run ball, I think $24 million. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The National League, the Mets are looking good. I'm not a Mets fan. Never been a Mets fan. You got to give them credit. Their pitching looks strong. They've been without their classic star, David Wright. He's due to come back sometime. Give the Mets credit. They just swept Cincinnati yesterday, even though that's not a big occasion. But as I mentioned, the Cardinals of Washington, they were floundering early on, Jimmy. They got their act together, led by Scherzer. Phenomenal. They got Scherzer out of Detroit. He's with the Nationals. He's pitching phenomenal.
And that's the Syracuse affiliation now.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
There's a little local rooting interest there with the Nationals.
Speaking of baseball, minor league ballpark, you know, minor league baseball team, the Newark Pilots, along with a major league park with the Omens. We were there last week with our friends the Lopez's. Had a great night. I tell you, folks, you got to go to Coburn Park in Newark. It's a classic evening. Lots of good baseball food. Sausage, hot dogs, hamburgers. You got to have a good time.
Got
cold
a good
beer.
Team this year, too.
They got a nice team.
Also a new team in the Perfect Game Collegiate Baseball League in
Victor,
Rail Riders.
By the way, Newark is off. A lot of away games this week. They're home this coming Thursday night. They take on Utica. Again, I tell you, every week, you want to take your son or your daughter, your wife to a baseball game, go to Newark. It's phenomenal. Everything's in order. You can eat off the field. It's so manicured. It's a major league. It looks awesome. The Omens do a great job over there, and the food is awesome, too. So we have a good time over there. So I definitely check it out. And I'm not big on movie reviews, but I must share this comment with you since it is my show. You heard about Ted 2, the movie out. You know, Seth MacFarlane, another masterpiece. I saw Ted. Now Ted 2 is on. It opened up Friday. We went to Geneva with our friends the Lopez's again. Folks, if you can handle the F word, it is used about 64,721 times in this movie, okay? Listen to me. If you're not a big fan of the F word, you don't want to go. If it doesn't bother you, go, because you will cry laughing from the opening scene to the last scene. It is hysterical. Again, the profanity is with a capital P, all right? But it is a funny. Jimmy, do you like Ted? Do you like Seth MacFarlane?
I like the first one.
Got to go see this one. It is hilarious. I mean, it is just Mark Wahlberg, of course, who starred. And by the way, just not to give away the movie, there's a couple of scenes in there with Tom Brady, obviously the quarterback of the New England Patriots. It is flat out funny. But again, I just warn you, if you're not big on swearing and using the F word, it's not your kind of flick. But if you can deal with it, you're going to crack up, because I was actually, Stu and Jimmy, crying, laughing so hard. It's just mind-boggling. What a great show. And but again, the language is an issue. So if you can deal with it, go to it. If you can't, stay home. Stu, you know, I got to tell you, Stu Pienster is my special guest this morning. He was nice enough to come in, carve out 30 minutes of his busy schedule. Since I've been a resident of this, village, now town, for many, many years, I remember when we had the switch over from being a village now to a town, there was speculation and discussion and some rumors and thought process. Would the police department be able to handle, you know, the area as a town versus a village? And not because you're my guest this morning, and I live up on State Street, I got to tell you something. And I was thinking about that before I came in to do the show this morning. I see your cars everywhere. It's amazing. I mean, your police department, and no, I'm not trying to get a free tour of the police department, but my point is, you guys are very, very visible. It's a mind-boggling. There's not too many places that I don't drive around. I go to Waterloo. I go, you know, down Fall Street. I go State Street. I go over the bridge. I go all kinds of places around the area. I see your cars everywhere. So, you know, kudos to you how you got that figured out. Because Haseem, you know, they're there. I mean, it's just, so I don't know if that's a testimonial of how you set up the runs, but I see a lot of your cars, and it's never ending, which is good.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that's good to hear.
It's amazing.
Because that's what I wanted. I wanted everybody out there invisible. And
it's scary amazing to me. Because I see your cars all the time, you know. And that's good. Because it was a big concern, as you know.
Yeah, yeah. We did increase our department by a couple officers. But, amazing. I mean, we were handling almost 28 square miles now.
Amazing.
So,
yeah.
You know, and with the addition of getting the internet into our cars, too, and allowing the officers to do their paperwork out in the car, instead of having to come back to the office where they're not visible, they're not being seen, they're out in a parking lot or things of that nature, updating their paperwork and just being out in the community, whether they're driving down the street or in a parking lot and somebody decides to put their seatbelt on or put their cell phone down for that moment, who knows if that's saving a life or saving another accident. So that was our big push is being visible, being out there, and being a deterrent to even something as simple as just buckling up or putting your cell phone down or stop texting. Mm-hmm. We have the addition of the radar trailer now that we're just getting out in the community. Mm. So that is that radar trailer actually documents vehicle speeds by the hour. Mm. It gives us a breakdown of how many vehicles went past it, their speeds, the average speed, the top speed. And then we're able to deploy our officers to those areas when we're able to determine when they're most needed in that area. So I'm really happy with our department, and everybody's worked hard to try to you know, do a better job for our community, and you know, I believe we're succeeding.
Yep. I would agree with that. There's been times where I've called up for an officer to come to my apartment to deal with an issue, a minor issue, and the response has been phenomenal. And I must say, I was going to comment about the visibility of the cars. It's mind-boggling. I see them all the time, and it's a good thing. Because if you need somebody, they're there.
Yeah, well, that's
the purpose.
That's the intent, right? So.
Yeah.
The other thing we're doing now is we have Officer Clear that just got trained in bicycle patrol.
Mm.
I know it sounds kind of strange to get certified in riding a bike, but I mean there's certain things they learn to do as a police officer to so they're safe and they don't get injured. And we're going to have Officer Clear out there on a bike in the community as well. And the things you can see and hear on a bicycle in comparison to in a patrol car is amazing.
Right.
So, you know, he'll be out there riding around on the bike at times, you know, especially in our business area, is just huge. So that'll be a great addition as well.
Well, good. And certainly, again, I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. I know our time is almost up, but, you know, down the road, 6-8 months from now, we'll bring you back and have an update again. It's good to keep you involved, and thank you for being a part of the show.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, folks, thanks to Stu for joining us this morning here. And again, they're out there working their best, and they're doing the best job. I know people complain, I got a ticket for a seatbelt violation. Hey, I got one, too, a few years ago. That's stupid, you know. I mean, I went out and tried to get a loaf of bread for my wife and thought I'd get slipped by. Guess what? Didn't work.
See, we're everywhere.
Hey, you know, and then I tried to talk my way out of it down by the Elks Lodge, and guess what? They're not stupid. They're not there because they're dumb. They had somebody up on top of the hill knowing that I didn't have it on. So when I got to the bottom of the hill, I had it on, but it was too late. So had to pay the fine and live up to expectations. You know, hey, you know what? They're out there to protect us. And again, I think it's fabulous, the job they do. And I'm speaking just for my behalf, even though I'm telling you that I think they do a great job. And I would say that even if I got a ticket for a seatbelt violation. Hey, folks, reminder, upcoming shows next week, of course, the 4th of July weekend. Myself and Jimmy will be here on the 6th. We're going to invite my buddy Dave Barnick, our friend Dave Barnick, to join us, cover many sports topics. By the way, let's not forget the World Cup soccer, Jimmy. The ladies going against Germany tomorrow. Go USA!
Yeah, it'd be nice to see him. Germany is probably the first team that we'll be underdogs against.
Yes.
And we haven't played great against the teams we played, but
yep.
My daughter and her U11 soccer team are all watching all the games.
And yeah, Mary's excited. My wife, she's looking forward to turning it on. I think it's 7 o'clock tomorrow night, I believe.
Yep.
All right.
And I think it's the coverage is moving from, what was it, Fox Sports 1 now to regular Fox,
oh, good.
I believe,
good.
Is where you'll find it.
So myself and Jimmy, along with Dave Barnick, hopefully Dave will be able to come in next Monday the 6th. And, of course, on the 13th, we are happy to announce that the couple of fine folks from the Historical Society, Lorraine Withers and Kay Arland, will be on the couch talking about their fun days, which they want to talk about here on the show to publicize it. We're looking forward to them coming in on the 13th. On the 20th, we go up to Geneva and bring in the likes of the Ramada in the Geneva area. Of course, my wife and myself go up there once in a while on Sunday afternoon to have a drink and listen to some music. They do a great job live after 5. It's world famous in the area. They usually draw 800 people there. That's after 5 o'clock on Friday nights. They always have bands. It's too many people for me. I get claustrophobic when I have that many people. I like 30, 40 people, not 800. But they do a great job up there, and they have a deal going on Sunday. So we're going to bring in the gentleman who's in charge of entertainment and the bar area, sets up all that, Jason Hagerman, along with their executive chef, Joshua Hurlbert. He will be here, along with Jason, representing the Ramada in Geneva, a hot spot. They'll be on the couch on the 20th of July. The 27th, we bring back the Seneca Falls Country Club general manager, Dennis Leahy, who's done a yeoman job down there for all the members, and including myself. He's a good young man, and I had a chance to play golf with him a couple weeks, Jimmy, and I want to tell you something. That kid's got a beautiful, beautiful golf swing.
Yeah.
He has a classic swing.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. He reminds me of Tom Weitzkopf. Remember Tom?
He doesn't know who that is because he wasn't born.
I mentioned that to him in the pro shop the other day. But he stands tall to the ball. He's got that nice shoulder turn. Nice golfer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Him and Bob LaPrade crushed
my... Great guy, too. Great guy.
Bobby LaPrade crushed myself and Peter Pontius. They showed no mercy on a couple old guys.
Good for them.
Thank you, Jimmy. All right, folks. Thanks again to Stu Peenstra, the chief of police of the town of Seneca Falls. We thank him for carving out 30 minutes of what he has, a very busy schedule. Take care, everybody. Enjoy your week. Yes, the sun will come out. We're not sure when, but it'll come out. Enjoy the sunlight and take care, everybody. We'll catch you next week here on Weber This Week.
FL1.